Introduction theme bit. Introducing our podcast. Never-ending crappy references and dumb voices.
Lousp. 26. Number 26. Wizard 16 and 17. But before that, Edge of Tomorrow. The movie based on a manga based on a Japanese novel. Not to be confused with All You Need Is Kill, which is the American comic book based on the differently named movie based on the identically named manga based on the Japanese novel, which is also called that. Anyway, I saw this film some months ago now, so here's my impressions of it.
I am Tom Cruise character Edge Merriman, and I'm here to solve this mystery. Well, that was weird. Anyway, I'm Tom Cruise character Edge Merriman, and I'm here to solve this mystery. Well, I guess that could be coincidence, right? I'm Tom Cruise character Edge Merriman, and I'm here to solve this mystery. Okay, think Tom Cruise character Edge Merriman. What's the trend here? Surely you of all people can figure this out. After all, you're Tom Cruise character Edge Merriman, and you're here to solve this mystery.
And that was Edge of Tomorrow, if you can imagine that going on for infinity more hours. It's actually pretty good, though I hesitate to say that as the first playing is still going on. Yeah, well, let's move on with the show. Wizard 16, the sweetest hell. We begin with our The Mage Called Wizard and Lucy wandering through the Forest of Lost Souls.
And Hope Steve says, give me a hell yeah!
By the unholy gaze of Scrotanius, did we have to come here?
Complains our hero, the Mage Called Wizard, as he tends to at the start of every episode.
I swear it was here somewhere,
responds Lucy, his weekday mistress.
The cave that had a castle with a sewer inside it.
That's great, but why are we even looking for it?
Oh, no reason in particular. I just thought it'd be a larf. We can go back if you want.
It's been half a year!
Meanwhile, later, but not quite that much later, our unfortunately prevalent villains Phoenix Wrong and Gorgonzella are walking the streets of Neo-Wizard Japan.
Why are there Christmas decorations everywhere? It's freaking September! Goddamn Neo-Wizard Japanese!
Settle down with the racism, Fee. Anyway, we've got another one.
She points out a man with dyed blonde hair who's minding his own business. His own business being to walk around wearing a green purse. I'm going to call this guy comfortable with his sexuality teacher Onizuka, or Kabahusto for short.
All right, Nick, we've got a target. Go make him fall into despair.
Wait, what? Don't we normally heckle someone else into-
Budget cuts. Couldn't afford another costume. Just hurry up and go before the intro sequence gets here. Oh no, it's coming!
Say what?
Wah!
The two ne'er-do-wells narrowly escape the introduction sequence, which introduces us to Detective-Not-A-Detective wearing a Santa suit. It appears that she's passing out anti-crime flyers, doubtless part of her job as a detective.
I get the flyers, but why do I have to dress in a sexy Santa skirt in September?
Well,
pipes in Chiefy Chief of Policington II.
Maybe you wouldn't have to put up with me sexism if you'd show up for work and let me pinch your ass now and again.
Well, I guess that's fair. Yeah!
The detonator shrieks as a white flash of unsettling substances not of this earth appears over her head.
Yeah, it's in my hair. What was that? It was the window-humping robot Kraken, wasn't it?
Crack-a-lacka, 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 crack-a-lacka. There you are, crack-a-lacka the sperm storm,
saith a suddenly arriving mage called Wizard.
Listen up, I need your unique talents to help me kidnap a...
Crack, 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 crack-a-lacka, crack-a-lacka, crack, crack.
No, there's no time for a crack party.
Crack-a-lacka, crack, crack, crack-a-lacka.
Oh, you're saying there's trouble at the parking lot warehouse. You mean the one that's under construction?
Crack-a-lacka.
You bet your toxic semen I'm there.
Toxic?
And so MC Wizzles makes way to the outside of a parking lot, wherein it seems that Kuahusto is being attacked by Ghouls, which are the magma grunts, if you forgot. Luckily, MC Wizzles took a detour to Meanwhile earlier, so the attack is just starting when he arrives. Or, well, sort of arrives.
Kick of the stunt double, awkwardly covering his face!
So, some guy takes care of the Ghouls while MC Wizzles shouts this from a bathroom. By which I mean a child who's skinny played earlier to retain his satanic powers. Who the fuck are you supposed to be? Curtly asks Kawahusto. In response, the stunt double waves one arm while covering his face with the other and runs away. The real MC Whistles then rounds the corner to explain himself.
Yeah, I'm not really up for explaining things today, so I'ma teleport us to my antique store home where my slave can—
Hey, don't fucking touch me. Today's my day of hope.
Okay, kinda weird, but I'm actually getting used to people just blurting out what their hope is. But do pray tell, what exactly did you mean by that? And by pray, I mean to Satan.
Means fuck off, I got shit to do.
But your life could depend, sort of, on—
Don't care.
But those were magical beings forged from stone and powers nigh cosmic, aren't you a little bit—
Nope.
Kawahusto struts off, leaving our mage called with naught but a cut to meanwhile later, wherein we see Phoenix Wrong laughing. Now it may seem like there's a reason for this, but no. Back to another meanwhile later, the mage called wizard is stalking Kawahusto to figure out his deal. Turns out he's working several jobs at once, over the course of one day, as to make some quick scratch. MC Whistles asks Kawahusto,
why and how are you doing this?
But all that gets him is a punch in the face.
I'm starting to miss all the targets being young children I was witnessed shadowing. Misty!
Stutters out a familiar voice.
Genie, what in Gangrel's Gimp Krell are you doing here then?
MC Whistles checks his surroundings as they're wont to change between cuts.
Orphanage? How is there even one left after all my cullings?
Well, you see, Master. Oh, you got me. I've been coming here on weekends to run cockfights between your Dreadlord Hobie's toy robots. Oh, but between you and me, the fights are rigged.
Genie says quite loudly while winking.
That's a surprisingly decent idea coming from you. All right, I guess carry on.
Oh, Master, you're so kind, but I know you want to know what brought me to such—
I really don't.
You see, after I was banned from the children's section of every clothing store, the only way I could still keep my wardrobe fresh was to make orphans bet their clothes.
Just one cotton picking, dag blasted golden them thar hills money,
interjects a less familiar voice.
I won't be having no more of this ruckus you're causing on my property.
Ruckus?
Why, yes, I am the caretaker of this here orphan ranch, which incidentally that there Kawahusto once attended and feels he has some sort of lifelong debt towards, which seems to be why he's taken to the annual habit of dropping off a gargantuous pile of presents on our holiest of orphan holidays, which is September Christmas, of course.
Well, that's nice, if completely useless. Do you have any idea why he might be saving money, though?
Drugs, right?
Right. But don't say right, that's my thing.
Hey, pups, I got another gargantuous pile of presents for your orphan tamers, which pretty much banks this out as another day of hope for me. I do so love to see them try out those new tools.
Wait, is that the fucking fuck who's been following me? Where the fuck did you come from?
You punched me in the face here 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, thank crap, I thought he was talking about me for a second, but I guess my cover still hasn't been blown.
What the fuck is that?
I got this.
Flames of the Third Fantastic Four member!
Our mage called wizard attacks Phoenix Wrong, but to no avail.
Hey, ease off, brah! What's with all the fire in me? Come on, I'm a phoenix! I mean, yeah, sure, you killed me with fire one time, but that just made me even more immune to fire!
Cackle, burning noise, cackle!
Is that my gargantuous pile of presents, which is to say the physical manifestation of my hope burning?
That's Blue Demon Jr.'s father complex.
Kawahusto begins to crack up as Phoenix Wrong threatens our hero's mental faculties with the amazingly stupid line,
I'm gonna smash your head in with this sword.
That's... next fight I'm bringing earplugs.
Tail whip!
MC Whistles busts out his dragon tail, which freezes and subsequently murders Phoenix Wrong, as tails do.
Oh, so you could have done that earlier instead of setting all my shit on fire?
Re-snarks Kawahusto.
Alright, you're still there.
MC Whistles slips a ring on the weakened Kawahusto's hand, grabs said hand, slides it over his crotch, and thus charges up the power of his obscene belt buckle, which shouts,
I'm okay, engage!
In the ever-changing voice of Terry Bogard, as belts are want to use, and naturally this allows MC Whistles to psychonaut into Kawahusto's brain, inside of which, as you might expect, Goro from Mortal Kombat is rampaging. I'm sure it's a metaphor. So to deal with him, of course, MC Whistles calls up his red robot yellow robot dragon?
What are you doing here? And where in South Dakota is Robosmoke?
Oh, so you noticed, huh? Well, the truth is that he's busy filming The Hobbit, so I'm here to fill in for him. I'm Robosmoke's brother, Robostan. Nice to meet you.
Right, so do I have to chase you down with a motorcycle to mount you?
Only if you want to, sailor.
Let's just get this over with.
Our mind-walking mage called rides his motorcycle into the air, rams it into the dragon's butthole to make the dragon go faster, and rams Goro using the dragon.
But no, I was just a representation of Kalahustos and her loneliness.
Blah. That's Goro. Me one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I know it. Hold on, Kringle? Sinterklaas's beard, is that you?
Indeed, standing before the mage called Wizard is Santa Claus. Yes, the real deal. He speaks English, so it checks out.
Ho ho ho, very nice to meet you again.
I thought you died in Nam. What are you doing in this prick's mind?
Ho ho ho, old backwards over Satan. I came back to teach you the meaning of September Christmas.
What are you talking about? It's a false pagan holiday invented by corporations.
Oh, so you already get it. Well, whatever. Here, take this.
Santa Claus hands our mage called Wizard a small wrapped present.
Oh, and tell old Scratch I said hey, would you? And that I'm ready for our duel at the end of all days, when Preface the Prefacer faces Enfast the Enfacer.
Sure, I'll get right on that. Did you just give me a box with a ring in it?
Oh, don't worry, I forgive you for leaving me in Nam. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have a talking horse to voice.
Santa Claus flies off by turning into glitter, as Santa Claus does. So MC Whistles ditches the whole mind scene. He happens to get back just in time to see Phoenix Wrong reform inside a surprisingly decent effect.
Whoa, that was a lot faster than last time. Oh, well, at least I'm immune to ice now. Thanks for that, brah. You know, I swear, I used to need permission to do this whole reforming thing. Maybe it's a plot point they dropped? Oh, man, I can't get it out of my head now. I'm gonna go ask. Bye.
Phoenix Wrong jumps away between cuts, leaving MC Whistles with a disheveled Kalahusto.
Oh, fuck me. Why can I suddenly not remember how to play as Goro in Mortal Kombat 64? Did you do this, you fucking mage?
Ignoring the disheveled Kalahusto, MC Whistles opens his present from Santa. As it turns out, it was scabies. Oh, and also presents to replace the other presents for the orphan tamers. But mostly scabies.
Holy shit, the material objects holding up my self-esteem are back. Well, I'll be a fucked asshole. It's a September Christmas miracle.
Which I guess means, for a mage called Wizard, you're okay.
My mouth is completely swollen. Get out of my face, you low-born muggle scum!
And that's the not really an R. But I am contractually obligated to check out at least one more episode, so let's make it the next one. Wizard 17, the 17th Hell. We begin with Genie being sick and causing sick by attempting comic relief, the extent of which is him being sick.
Misty, can't you just waterbend to heal me?
For the last time, Genie, my powers aren't based off any children's cartoon, including but not limited to Avatar, Captain Planet, Sailor Moon, Super Robot Monkey Team, Hyperforce Go, or Urutsuki Doji 3, Return of the Overfiend.
Meanwhile, later, we go to Phoenix Wrong and Gorgonzola hanging out on a rooftop, as they do between stints of begging on the street.
It doesn't matter. You are just a pinch hitter for the one-off anyway.
Well, yeah, but I'd still like to lay out some ground rules for my whole immortality deal. I mean, do I need the boss's permission still, or what?
Be silent, a guy just fell down.
We look to ground level briefly to confirm that a guy just fell down.
He must be our next target.
We're on a rooftop, why would I need to be alright 'cause I shout everything?
fell down, you say?
Says Frieza's Kingdom Hearts nobody, who's also apparently there.
Most intriguing. I would like to see what is inside him.
Actually, says Frieza's Kingdom Hearts nobody.
Boss, you're making it weird. This is why we don't usually bring you.
Oh, come on. I want to be one of the gang.
Nick, don't question the boss.
I really want to see what's inside him, though. Could you show me, please?
Fine. I'll go down there and start working the hair tentacles.
There's no need for that, good madam.
Says a fourth person who is hiding in one of the many hiding places on this rooftop.
Cause I'll take care of this.
Oh wow, it's Woody Allen!
I have no idea who you're referring to, for I am the mysterious Scorpion Man.
Scorpion? You have an ant's head.
Well, yeah, but that's just meant to mislead my enemies.
I can't believe it's the real Woody Allen. I loved you in Leaving Las Vegas.
I'm just gonna go chase that guy who fell down.
Speaking of formula, the intro sequence comes. Oh, and it goes without saying by now that by intro sequence, I mean movie trailer. The trailer trails us into Genie no longer being sick, making half the intro a complete waste. You know, a good director would have spent that time foreshadowing something, but... Well, anyway, back in Meanwhile earlier, the guy who fell down went to a restaurant and apparently ordered a pile of about 20 sausages and is perving on a waitress while covering that pile of 20 sausages, which for some reason is offered by the restaurant in mayonnaise.
Heat attacking mass,
says the guy who fell over. Complete gibberish, I assume, as it wasn't translated. Alas, before he could so much as eat one takimas, he's attacked by Scorpion Man and a band of magma grunts. But luckily, our hero, the mage called Wizard, is already on the scene. Let's say because Santa gave him the power to be everywhere. And by Santa, I mean Satan, is what I would usually say, except he apparently really does have a history with Santa. Did not see that one coming. So the mage called Wizard glances at the magma grunts, causing them to explode, and then he takes it mano a arthropado with the mysterious Scorpion Man.
Yes, I can see you getting stronger, so-called mage called Wizard.
Stronger? I've never met you before in my... Wait, I know you. You were at the Force Kid's wedding to the sun. You're that Ant-Man guy.
It's ridiculous. After all, I am so obviously a scorpion. I mean, why else would I have a scorpion tail? I mean, look, it shoots straight out of my butt like any other normal scorpions.
Shot!
Oops, I might have just shut you up with the literal last load of poison, but don't worry. I'm sure that you'll survive for a few days in horrible agony.
Shot!
Don't I know it? Well, if it's any comfort, take a look at my human form. You see, I'm actually bald. So you don't have it all that bad, right?
Kind's strange.
Scorpion Man awkwardly slinks off as the show awkwardly slinks to Genie and Dedetnedet explaining things to the Arkley target. Not to mislead you, this is pretty much another one-off.
So yeah, magic's real. Crazy, right?
Crazy? Crazy? Why, it's downright preposterous.
Just for the record, we have already met a cat person.
Stop yanking my tail around. All I cares about is that no good mage called... what's he called again?
Wizard.
Mage Wizard, who cares? Just give me his name. I gotta make that bum pay for interrupting my meal.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask about that, actually. 20 sausages? Were you trying to kill yourself?
Nah, don't be so stupid. I was talking about...
And you misunderstand. He's actually called the mage called Wizard.
What? Exactly.
Oh.
Now with the hashtag broken skull wrench? No, I'm not dumb, Steve. Doesn't like where this is going. A gulp.
Did you just eat Ghost of a Phantom?
No, I let him live.
You mean
relatively speaking, right? But to be honest, it hardly even worked up my appetite. You wouldn't happen to know if you taste good, would ya?
Well, Master says...
Nope, absolutely not. Let's get out of here, Genie.
Genie and Dedetnedet scuttle off as to not get eaten, and while they're at it, they check up on our hero, the mage called Wizard. As it turns out, he's still poisoned. So for lack of alternatives, we go back to the Arkley target, whom you would think, as he has a proper voice, I would have a name for, and I do, but I have my reasons for holding out, all of which are about to disappear, as he encounters the human form of Scorpion Man. By which I mean the mysterious Scorpion Man.
Hey you, the guy with the tail. You look like the sort of gentleman who'd be interested in having his fortune told.
What are you talking about, fortune? I ain't rich.
No, what I mean is...
I was just messing with you. You can go ahead and read my paw if you want.
I was actually planning on using tarot cards.
Oh, jeez, really? I guess it's my fault for not asking. Well, you know what? So what if you are a shitty psychic? I'll let you tell my fortune anyway.
Thanks.
The mysterious Scorpion Man draws a card from his deck, I'm sure as to further his goal of driving this guy to despair. And it turns out the card is...
The Mage Called. What the chi?
Alright, when you packed up, what did he say?
I thought this deck was full of death cards.
To answer your question, he said that he's going to stitch your face on Scrotanius the Many-Faced Scrotum.
The Mage Called Wizard gives the fuck you sign called the bird while he leans over to throw up.
If I knew I was poisoned, why did I put the mask on again? What are you doing here?
Asks the guy who I still haven't named for some reason.
Don't answer. I already know you're trying to cheat me out of another meal.
What?
Exactly. I'm down in there. And as for you, so-called mage called wizard, allow me to show you what a real mage looks like. And also why you haven't seen any clear shots of me from the waist down. Talking belt extend.
Shunk. Sit open, lion, lion,
says a talking belt in the form of a shield pointing towards his crotch. And so begins the transformation sequence for the backup rider of the series. One Mr. The Mage Called Lion, Lion. Believe it or not, he is lion-themed.
Ignore the stupid belt. My name ain't Lion, Lion. It's Felis Fabricator, otherwise known as the Mage Called Lion, Lion.
Lion, Lion proceeds to show what he's made of by pulling a rod out of his crotch and fencing with it. Like a lion. He then shows what other tricks are in his bag, namely form changing. If you can call it that. Really, he's just replacing his shoulder pad each time, but each shoulder pad has a different animal to reflect a different set of skills. For instance, the chameleon shoulder pad can make him change color, turn completely invisible. And the dolphin shoulder pad helps him use cure ailments. Like a dolphin.
Let me take care of that poison for ya.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Thanks. But you're going to be really annoying in the future, aren't you? Whatever could give you that notion?
Finally, the mage called Lion Lion shows off his Falco shoulder pad, which, as you'd expect, has the power to summon 6 different Falcos made out of plasma.
Falco here, I'm
Let's
fine.
Let's kick some tail.
Back off, Fox.
Fuck you, Fox.
Save my ass, Fox.
Gee, I've been saved by Fox. How swell.
It doesn't look like I can survive this. At least, would you tell my family events that... What was I gonna say? Do you know what? Screw it. I swore I'd die in these words. Fuck the police.
A gulp. Wee, Jass's many asses. Did you just eat him? Oh, like you've never eaten a funky phantom before.
That's beside the point. You don't know where he's been.
Well, yeah, but you know what they say. Neuron and all that.
What does that mean?
Means that I'll catch you later, so-called mage called wizard.
So ciao.
Or maybe I should say sayonara.
Felis Fabricator struts off then, having killed and eaten someone. Not in that order. And that's the 2 one-off episodes. My thoughts? I'm saving them for cat-based wordplay. I'm gonna need some 30-odd episodes and a few movies worth. Next time, Lion Lion's pants are frying. Or Felis Fabricator's off-vernaculator. The reason for any and all inconsistencies with his voice. Until such a time as then, good night, and so-called Guardians of the Galaxy.